A character planted in the audience that you'd never expect to be on the payroll. And when she plays her big scene, she creates more heat than you could ever imagine. Now here's the secret. She's a stunt granny.
Another edition of the Stunt Granny Interview Series. This time we have a tandem of guys here from Prime Wrestling. We have Aaron McGuire.
Pardon the interruption.
And we have his fellow megalomaniac, Ricky Shane Page.
Hello, guys.
And luckily we have the second expert on Prime Wrestling here with us too, Dan Keister. How you doing, Dan?
Oh, doing great, Kevin. Just excited to talk to these guys and glad it's Revolution season again.
Okie doke. Well, Aaron, let's go back over the history that you have with bringing Ricky Shane Page into the Megalomaniacs.
Well, it all started when Ricky Shane Page was 9 years old and he was institutionalized for, what people felt was maybe a mental disorder, and I was his only friend because I was going to a public school, and Ricky wasn't allowed out of this institution that he was in, and so when I would walk by the institution on my way to school, I would see him looking out the window, and I would wave to him, and then I brought him into Prime Wrestling, and he took out Jason Bane, so we figured to keep him around.
So is it
a little gap there, but
muscle for the Megalomaniacs, Ricky?
What was that? I'm still reeling from that story. There's a big 30-year gap in there, but that's fine. What was the question again?
Is it good to be the muscle for the Megalomaniacs?
Yeah, man, I love being the muscle. I'm big. I got to use it somehow. You know, I like being the big guy for the smaller guys. You know, that's the only thing that I know I can do is be big. So, I'm good at it.
So you cannot join the Brotherhood of Mustachioed Brawlers. You can't just grow out a nice handlebar mustache, maybe a Fu Manchu.
I wish I could grow a mustache. I did not shave until I was 22, 21 years old. I actually had my own apartment and had to ask my other grown adult roommate to come into the bathroom and show me how to shave because I didn't have to do it until I was older. I cannot grow any facial hair. And it's a very, very touchy subject for me because I want a beard so bad. So bad I want a beard.
And that's part of the reason why he's as psychotic as he is. And it's a proven fact in the world of mental medicine that one who cannot grow facial hair cannot be trusted in the world of the society that we live in today. So all that pent-up frustration comes out, and the only choice you have to in your career is to become a professional wrestler so you can get that anger out inside the ring. And that's what Ricky Shane Page does. You know, he can't be a cook at a restaurant or something like that because he gets too angry or he doesn't have a mustache. Or he can't drum in a band because he doesn't have a beard. So he has to be a professional wrestler, and darn it, he's a hell of a wrestler.
Well, there's no question about that, Aaron. This actually brings up something I wanted to bring up, which is a little bit uncomfortable, but I'm going to address the subject anyway. You talked about his Ricky Shane Page's excellence in the ring, and I've been quite impressed with the matches that I've seen. But there have been some incidents outside of the ring that I'm curious that you, as a professional broadcast journalist, your opinions on. I prefer your part of the commentary to Mr. Dombrowski, but as a part-time journalist myself, I was a bit appalled with the attack on Mr. Dombrowski during the interview that they had a few months ago back on the television Prime show. And how do you feel about that as a broadcast professional yourself? And then we'll let Ricky address it if he'd like to.
Well, you know, I was happy with the situation because Joe had said some disparaging remarks about one of the cats that Ricky owns, and that cat had just given birth to a litter of 7 dozen kittens. And people don't know how sensitive Ricky is. And it also goes with this mental disorder. Being institutionalized from age 9 until age 20-something, Ricky has grown to have very insecure emotions about things like kittens. And Joe Dombrowski, he has a way with words, and he uses those words as a weapon. So Ricky Shane Page used his forearm as a weapon, used the point of his elbow as a weapon on Joe Dombrowski's big, ugly head.
I'm going to have to agree with Aaron on the big, ugly head part. Joe just has one of those faces you want to hit inside of wrestling and outside of wrestling. And so I just had to do it. That's pretty much. I mean, I just wanted to hit him. He's just a hittable guy.
And let me add to that also that there are, I don't know, probably, I'll just say 99% of the independent professional wrestling locker room have all wanted to hit Joe at some point in their lives. And Ricky just, he happened to do it. And he stepped up to the plate and he was a man about it. He was a man about it. He knocked Joe out. He knocked him off the broadcast for a week. And Joe was in the hospital. He was in Cleveland Metro. And he had this doctor there. And the doctor wouldn't let him out of the hospital for 6 days. And then the seventh day, Joe, you know, he's a pretty tough guy. He got out of that hospital bed himself. And he signed himself out of the hospital. And he walked out, and then he got back on the broadcast. So, you know, kudos to Joe. I mean, can't bury the guy. But that's what you get when you talk about cats and facial hair.
Well, Ricky was introduced to he got introduced when he took out Justin Labar when he had a matchup with the Commish T there, Vic Travaglielli
Ante.
Wow. Now you got Ricky. You got to do something that I'd like to do. How good did it feel choking out Justin Labar?
Choking out Justin Labar was great. He's so tiny. I just like lifted him right over the guardrail. He's one of those guys too that you just kind of want to slap around. So it was definitely fun. I think that was definitely a cool way to reintroduce myself onto the show. Because I mean, I was on the show a long, long time ago, and it was different names and different promotions and all that stuff. So it was very cool to come back, and it was very cool to choke out Justin Labar. It was fun.
There's another reason why
Ricky
ended up with this long-term contract in Prime Wrestling was because he beats up everybody that I can't stand. Joe, Jason Bain, Justin Labar. What better way to earn your stripes than to beat up people that I can't stand?
Well, just as an aside, and I don't want to beat this into the ground, is that neither Kevin nor myself were all that appalled at the beating that Mr. Labar took. But again, that was...
Oh, you had it right, Miss Labar.
Oh, there you go. Well, I won't go any further with that. But he was not in a journalist role, so that was, he was fair game at that point as far as I was concerned. It didn't break my heart. That's a whole other story.
You know what? I do have to add this also, is that prior to Ricky choking out Justin Labar, Justin Labar and Commissioner T, Vic Travaglielli, were right in the midst of a 5-star classic match. They were going hold for hold, counter for counter. It was technical wrestling at its finest, and but it just wasn't what was on the plate for that day. You know, we needed to make sure that Ricky came back and he made the type of impact that he did. So that's what he did, and you know, the result of it is Ricky is in Prime Wrestling, and Joe Dombrowski got knocked out, and Justin LaBar got choked out, and Jason Bain retired. So life is good.
You know, Aaron, that brings up another point. Last year we talked that you hadn't had the most successful resolutions, but with your new found teammates and your partnership with Vic, last year went more your way, and I assume you're expecting another big year, and that could be for Ricky for his match with the Bev also. What are your guys' expectations for Resolution this year?
Well, our expectations are for Resolution are very low. We have low expectations.
Really?
But, you know, well, you know, we like to keep our expectations low, so that way when we exceed those expectations, it looks better for everybody.
Well, that's
kind of the philosophy I have in the business model I have. When I took Prime Wrestling and changed it and rebranded it into Prime Wrestling from, you know, the former name and former regime that was in charge there. But if you want to talk about the matches,
yeah.
You know, Ricky Shane Page wrestling the Bev, we'll have high expectations for Ricky to beat Bobby Beverly and ensure that he never does that dirty, nasty, rotten, filthy, stinky thrust. Gosh, I hate that. We used to do the thrust all the time. It made me so mad. It was so many nights I couldn't sleep because I'd always have dreams about Bobby Beverly doing the thrust. Oh, it was disgusting. We had kids watch that show, and people read the reviews.
You're saying you're never a fan of the
thrust?
What's that, Ricky?
Nothing. I'm excited about Resolution. I can't wait to get in the ring with Bobby. I think it's going to be a real hard-hitting match. I was in the crowd at the last two Resolution. Watching my boy Marion Fontaine get in the ring with Kevin Nash was great. And then last year he was against Omega Aaron Draven. But I'm excited to be in Resolution. Resolution's a big show, and I'm pumped to be a part of it.
Oh, okie dokie. Well, you're part of a bigger series of three matches here. You're not setting your expectations so low that you think that Justin LaBar is going to take over again as commissioner, are you?
No, not at all. I think we're going to be great. I mean, I'm definitely going to win my match. I don't know. I'm sure the other guys will too.
Yeah, we really don't have to worry too much about Justin LaBar. I mean, what's going to happen if he takes over again? And what, Prime Wrestling is going to be off the air? I mean, come on. We're more prepared than we've ever been for Resolution. Ricky was just training the other day. You know, it was a hard workout. He was at Planet Fitness. He likes to go up there at 3 in the morning because nobody really goes up there except for the real men, the bodybuilders. So, like me and Ricky and Jake Clemens, we were all up there, and we were hanging and banging, and we were throwing some weight around. And, we're ready. And I was trying to pay off Jake Clemens to see if he would become a crooked official, but I don't want to say too much, but Jake is an idiot, so we decided to not go that direction.
So you could not squeeze lemonade out of Jake Lemons then?
Well, I don't know. We never tried. I mean, that could be something that Ricky does. That's another one of my enemies, one of my mortal enemies is Jake Lemons. I mean, if Ricky took him out, man, we're talking about a big bonus for Ricky Shane Page. We're talking a big bonus. That would get him extra meatballs on his hoagie at Subway.
I would love to squeeze Jake Clemens' head until it popped.
I'd love to get you an extra meatball.
That.
I think, or we could go to Sheetz. If you beat Jake Lemons into nothingness, then we'll go to Sheetz afterwards. And you can pay for the gas, and I'll buy you a meatball hoagie.
Sounds perfect.
I am completely jealous that you have a sheet.
it's pretty good.
I'm just impressed with the motivational tools that Mr. McGuire has with his clients. These are the secrets of success that we're learning here on this podcast, Kevin.
Yes, they are. Well, Ricky, there is one thing that unfortunately you weren't successful at. Johnny Gargano and your opponent, Bobby Beverly, keep on interfering in your title matches. Is Johnny Gargano next after you finish off the Bevitt Resolution?
I would hope so. I definitely am getting a little annoyed with him always in my business. I would love to get in the ring with Johnny and test myself against him. He's obviously one of the best around, but I'm pretty sure I can handle him. I'm way bigger than he is, so, and I'm not afraid of anything, so I'm good. He can super kick me as many times as he wants, but I'm pretty sure I can handle it.
And he will super kick, you know, 7-8 times, but you can handle it.
Well, and then down the road, there might be another match with Crimson, I would assume, that possibly could be interference-free. I assume you'd welcome that challenge as well.
Oh, for sure. Getting in the ring with Crimson was great. He's definitely someone who has my same sort of mentality when it comes to wrestling. And we had really good matches, so I would love to get in the ring and just get physical with him again. Whether it be him or Johnny or anybody, I just like getting physical in the ring.
Excellent. Well, the other matchup there, we kind of mentioned it earlier because in the series of three matches here, Aaron, it's Marion Fontaine and Jeremy Madrox, the prime tag team champions, taking on the handicap handguns there, Gregory Iron and Zach Gowan. They've been a thorn in your side for a while. Are you going to get rid of them like you did Jason Bane?
Well, that's always a possibility. You never know, you know, what we're going to do. I mean, might just pin them. I don't know, because these guys are dirty cheaters. And that's one thing I don't like is a dirty cheater. I mean, yeah, Gregory Iron, who he's a liar because he says he is one-armed and dangerous, but clearly he has two arms. One of those may not function, but it's still there. So, you know, I don't like when people lie, and he does lie about maybe whether some, you know, may see as a disability for him. But if you've ever been smacked by the gimp hand of his, then you would understand that it's actually like a foreign object because it thing's like a tree stump or something, and he hits it, and that's something that I should bring to the board of directors. And then you got Zach Gowan, who says, you know, he's the one-legged wonder, and you know, maybe he only has one leg, but that's only because Gregory Iron is hiding the other leg inside of his trunks. So them two together, biggest liars in this whole business, and I'm going to expose them, and Marion Fontaine and Jeremy Madrox are going to beat them once and for all at Resolution.
And, well, go ahead, Dan.
Well, I was just going to say, I didn't know if, Aaron, if you wanted to comment on the other, at least associate, I guess still a full member of Megalomaniacs, the Matthew Justice, the TV title match with M-Dog 20. We've seen a lot of extraordinary things from Matt Gross at Resolution in the past, and this certainly shapes up to be a intriguing match.
Well, you know, there's no discounting the physical attributes of one Matt Gross. How he can do those sort of gymnastic moves that he does, and he flips and he flies everywhere, and a man of his size and his stature, I mean, he's obviously some kind of miracle worker because the guy's out of shape, and with the beer gut that he has, he can still fly with the best of them. So you can't take him too lightly. Now,
has he gotten a beer gut in the last few weeks? I haven't seen him for a little while, but I wasn't aware he had a beer gut.
Well, I think it's always been pretty obvious that he's not, you know, one that takes care of himself physically. You know, he's so out of shape that it's embarrassing. You know, I don't even want to have him on the television. But I said, Matt, one time, Matt Cross and I were at the beach, and I had to tell him, Matt, put your shirt on, okay? And I want him to put a shirt on. I don't want to embarrass himself. And then he grew a beard.
Okay.
So you weren't saying that he had a beard gut?
Oh, both. Both. He needs to do some manscaping down there, if you know what I mean. But somebody that doesn't need to do any manscaping is Matthew Justice. I mean, that guy is trim, and he keeps himself trimmed very nicely. He has help from Marty Bell, as she holds the clippers for him. And she also holds that belt around his waist sometimes. And I like her. She's very nice, and I like the new tattoo she got. She got a tattoo, and it's the Prime Wrestling TV title backwards across her stomach. Or that may just be an imprint from when they get freaky. But those two are in love, and, I mean, you just can't discount young love.
No, you never can discount young love because it makes you do stupid things, like you have an ex-wife.
Hey, I've got seven of them.
Wow, seven, huh? Well,
yeah.
Ricky, do you have any predictions for your match at Resolution?
I'm going to spike Bobby in the face.
Probably. That's my main goal.
Yeah. I love when you talk like that, Ricky. You're going to spike him right in his face, and then he's going to bleed probably. And then, hey, you know what? Nicky Valentino, he's somebody that's trying to become a megalomaniac. And he may be able to do so because he's, you know, I don't know how much you guys know about this, but he's been battling with the celebrity, the 2012 Bachelor of the Year for Cosmopolitan, Mr. Chris Van Vliet, who is the entertainment reporter out here for 19 Action News. They're not going to have a match with each other because Chris Van Vliet isn't allowed to wrestle due to his contract, but he'll have a friend, and he wants to put a friend in the ring against Nicky Valentino. And, well, I got Nicky Valentino's back, so if Chris Van Vliet wants to get involved, I'll get involved. But usually I try to not be involved in any matches, especially at Resolution.
Any guesses as who that mystery person could be, or a clue of any sort that Stunt Granny audience might try to used to ascertain who Nicky's opponent could be? I know he had Tito Santana at a Resolution in the past, and he's faced them all.
Yeah, I don't know if they get any older than Tito Santana. I don't know if, you know, maybe the office of Prime Wrestling, maybe they're trying to get Greg Valentine back. You know, maybe they could work something out there. Or Nell Carter. She was on that show, Give Me a Break, in the 80s.
Yes.
I know that Chris Van Vliet is very good friends with her, so he may bring her in. Or it could be a wrestler. It could be Ben Fruth. Maybe he'll be returning. EJ Giorgio. If it's Ben Fruth, he better have his bangs back. I mean, his bang. He should have that back. But if it's not Ben Fruth, and it's not Nell Carter, you know, then I don't know who it could be. But it doesn't really matter because Nicky Valentino, he has been jumping on a trampoline for a long time now, just waiting to get booked at Resolution, and now's his chance.
Well, it's a lot to look forward to. Kevin, I don't mean to step on you here, but do we want to get some information on how we could order this show and where it's going to be and all of that to the listeners?
Yeah, Aaron, can you fill us in?
Sure. It's going to be on October 20th, and it's either going to be in Cleveland or Parma, or it might be in Youngstown, or it could be at Gargano's Pizzeria, or there's a number of places. It's going to be how some people have a mystery opponent? It's going to be a mystery location. No, it's going to be in Parma. It's going to be in Parma. It's going to be available on iPay-per-view. That's the rumor. You can order it by going to primewrestling.com, and it's just as easy as clicking on the link and, you know, forking over some cash.
Yeah, the secret location. I was going to ask you if there's going to be some geocaching somewhere in the arena there that you know, you get a free seat from Prime Wrestling once you you find the special object.
Oh, well, you know what? Anything's possible in Prime Wrestling, and what you just said, that could be an idea. There could be something. They haven't announced it yet, though, but you know. We're looking forward to it, but it will be in Parma, and that's in Ohio, and it will be October 20th.
Well,
excellent.
I'm certainly looking forward to the show. Sorry, Kevin. I'm very much looking forward to the show. Interesting that Parma won the bid for Resolution this year over Cleveland, where it's been in the past, and kind of nice, just like some of the other big shows that are. That move around from place to place this year. It'll be again, I'll be watching on iPay-per-view. I can't make the trip, but excited about the ability to watch this program.
Well, we'll be excited to perform, and you know, these matches are going to be incredible. And Ricky Shane Page is going to bludgeon somebody, and the other guys are going to keep their championships, and Marty Bell is going to be looking good, and I'll be commentating, and Joe Dombrowski might be commentating as well.
That is good to hear, and I think that sounds like a closing statement. So, grandkids, thank you for joining us on the Stunt Granny interview series with Ricky Shane Page and Aaron McGuire. This is Kevin, and we're signing off.
Wait, pardon the interruption.
Oh, no, we're not.
Ricky and I both have T-shirts available that you can buy by contacting us on our Twitters. I am at Fair to Air, F-A-I-R-T-O-A-A-R. And Ricky Shane Page, what is your Twitter?
At Ricky Shane Page. Also, I have a Pro Wrestling Tees store. ProWrestlingTees.com/RickyShanePage. There's 3 shirt designs on there. Go ahead and order them. It'd be great. It'd be awesome.
And then I just want to assure everybody that I got a day pass for Ricky Shane Page to be out of the institution for that day. So he's going to be really going crazy because he's going to be out for the whole day.
That's going to be trouble for his opponent. Good morning to be had. Okie doke. Well, are there any other plugs that I may have forgotten before I try to prematurely sign us off?
No, you're good.
No, buy the shirt.
Excellent. And for everybody else out there, I guess we can always plug Stunt Granny on the Twitter. So we don't have T-shirts, but hopefully I'll design them eventually. Yeah.